Thank you. Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Wednesday morning, rain tapering off today. We're going to get some sunshine, some warmer temperatures tomorrow into the Memorial Day weekend. Next week, maybe an 80. And you know what that means. Here come some mosquitoes, so be ready for them. All right, U.S. and Vietnam have begun their second round of trade negotiations in Washington. Vietnamese government working to establish a new trade agreement that'll help it evade a possible 46% tariff, a move that could destabilize its export-oriented growth model. Vietnam, a crucial regional manufacturing hub for many Western firms, reported a trade surplus of over $123 billion with the U.S. last year. Investing.com says to shrink the surplus, the Vietnamese government has taken multiple steps, like limiting shipments of Chinese goods to the U.S. through its territory and increasing its purchases of American goods. The U.S. has postponed enforcement of the 46% tariff until July, replacing it with a 10% tariff rate for now. If imposed, the larger tariff could hamper Vietnam's growth, considering its significant dependency on exports to the U.S., by far its largest market. The U.S. Government Accountability Office released a study raising questions about the accuracy of broadband availability data in the FCC's National Broadband Map. Study says the commission hasn't documented or assessed the sufficiency of its processes for ensuring the map is as accurate as possible, which in turn could jeopardize agencies' ability to make the most efficient and effective funding decisions. The General Accounting Office also recommends the Commission, the National Telecommunications and Information Administration, and the Department of Agriculture and Treasury better coordinate on broadband policy and funding. This report comes 3 years after the GAO told federal agencies how to coordinate over 100 federal broadband programs administered by 15 agencies. The Government Accountability Office also noted that most of the work from the 2022 assessment remains undone. USDA's May livestock, dairy, and poultry outlook calls for tighter anticipated supplies of beef cattle after the U.S. banned cattle imports from Mexico. Tighter supplies will reduce beef production this year and next year to 25 billion pounds. Also, the 2025 milk production forecasts have increased to 227.3 billion pounds. Wholesale dairy and milk prices are revised upward to $21.60 a hundredweight. That is Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Thank you for being here, and we'll be back tomorrow morning. Same time, same station.